Howdy, howdy, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 415. You gotta ask, how are you folks doing? Heard from a number of you this past week. Thanks so much for reaching out. Had my first question comment on Spotify. That was cool to see that up and going and working. Looking forward to more of you folks reaching out, talking, having a conversation over there. That'd be something really cool. Now, this week's podcast, well, might sound a little different. That's because my flights got toasted. So rather than being home at my desk in my studio, I'm in the hollow howl of a room in Denver as I try to get back home from Maine. So even though I am using Adobe Podcast, if it sounds a little different, well, you know, I'm using just the microphone and the old notebook. Had a couple of people ask me how Maine was. Maine's a gorgeous place. We had a great time, met really nice people, but there wasn't a lick of fall color. And Sharon found the only moose about the last 5 seconds at the end of the day. So, yeah, my hunt for a great place for moose still continues. Hey, my good friend at Bedfords.com, they've got some great stuff, which includes that new Nikon 50 f1.4Z lens. They've got the service, they've got the inventory, they've got prices, and it's the home of the moose discount. So give those folks a call. They've got PhotoCon coming up here. They've got in-store education events. I mean, they're all over helping photographers. That's why I'm there myself. I need help. And when I do, I call my friends at Bedfords.com. And when you do, thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. You got to ask. So I was up in Maine and having a really good time. Found some really fun things to photograph, and we're over at Houston Brooks Falls. And it's just a short walk down the side of the hill to it. And had my tripod, and Z8, 24-120, and 10X filter. Walked over to the edge, and I'm setting up. And it just occurred to me, you just gotta ask yourself, what is the whole intent of taking that photograph? Now, I first thought about, you know, okay, I'm going to take my first series of shots like I normally would, figure out how long of a shutter speed I want or don't want to blur the water, to what extent I want it blurred, because it's never the same. It's a simple kind of formula in my head. It's the speed at which the movement is going versus the shutter speed to either freeze it or let it blur. And so I always take a series of photographs to start with it, and I simply just change the I'm an aperture priority, and I just change the aperture slowly, making the shutter speed, you know, longer, and then I go back and I review the pictures and I decide, okay, this is the shutter speed I like, and I take the shot. So in this case, I do that, and I look at the picture, and I who am I taking this photograph for? Because let's be honest, there's more than one picture out there of blurred water, right? There are lots of pictures of blurred water. So then I had to think, okay, is this one I'm going to post, or is this one that is just going to be for myself, or maybe for perhaps a presentation sometimes? So I said, okay, I said to myself, I looked at this water and I needed to do something to make it more lively. Yeah, I mean, the water is pouring over, and I shot video because then you can hear it had a really beautiful resonance as it came over the rocks. It's kind of a really, you see in the photograph there on the website. It's pretty broad waterfall. Had a good amount of water, nice rocks. I used a polarizer to remove the reflections off the rocks. I didn't want them shiny because that took the eye away from the white that was being created from a long shutter speed. I wanted those dark rocks. And even though it looks like it's shot in black and white, it's shot in color, but it was just white water, black rock, so it's white, black and white. But I'm looking at that and thinking to myself, how am I going to invite you into this moment? And it was really, I mean, it was just a pretty walk down there. It was a slight challenge getting around the roots that hold on the bank to the side. I got my little perch. And it just occurred to me, when we're out shooting, we just got to ask, is this a photograph that is for just my memory of this moment, or a memory that I want to share and include all of you in? And I don't think I asked myself that question enough. How do I want to take this photograph? So there's some pictures that I took in Maine that were strictly for myself. For example, there was kind of just on the side of the road, this big, tall granite monument, probably 25 feet tall, maybe more. And it was on the very top, there was a 10-foot tall Civil War veteran that had been carved. It was really, really quite handsome. I mean, you could going speeding down the highway, you could see it was a Civil War memorial. And we passed it a couple times. And then the last time we passed it, had some really kind of moody clouds behind it. And I said that to myself, that is just two-way cool. So I stopped, read the memorial, couple made it in back in 1861, and I took the shot. Now, it's not a blog post, it's not gonna be a presentation, it was just a very cool veteran memorial that I wanted for myself. Just a cool memory of something that I saw when I was in Maine. Then there's the spooky house. Went up to the end of the road outside of Moosehead Lake, and there was two houses. So I did use generative fill to remove a little bit of the house that was on the left side of the frame and these funky cement blocks on the right side. So I did that in my mind. I knew they were going to be gone. So then I framed up this house because it had this really spooky, nasty cloud overhead. And to me, it was, well, you can see the blog post last week, you might check in is the blog post. And that was a photograph that I said, I want to share this. I want to share this kind of creepy story I had in my head that I wanted to play out through the viewfinder and share with others. So then on the multiple flights, trying to get back home, I kept thinking to myself, you know, I just got to ask perhaps more often, when I go click, is that photograph a memory for just me, or is it for me to share with everybody? And why would that be important to ask? Well, I think if in this process, if we ask that question, one, we might not be what I call a panic photographer. And I've talked about them before. It's one that goes from here to there to there to there to there and never seemingly gets any photographs, even though you act like you're in this massive process of shooting, you actually don't come back with anything. It's just a conglomeration of this, that, and other clicks that really don't have any thought to them. So you can avoid that with this. Next, now I've drawn a blank where we were, but there were a number of really cool photographic possibilities. And I said, and I'm looking, but I ended up just working one of them. And that's because I thought, while they're all very cool photographs, and while they, for different photographers, could be just, you know, one of those photographs they want to share about their experience. It didn't resonate to me. There was just one there that I wanted. Again, kind of like that memorial, that was just a shot that, well, it was just a memory that I wanted of that particular time and place. So I kept thinking about, you know, and it's kind of a little bit of a challenge for me to go through like a week of photography and thinking about the moment of taking the photograph and then the actual photograph that I took and then the ones that I finished. Maybe I should clarify that. I actually take a lot of photographs, but I don't finish every single one of them. And there's a possibility that I know I have in the past not finished every single photograph that I took. In some part because those photographs that I don't finish are, like I mentioned, those that are just for my memory. I have them in the folder and I go back and look at them, but sometimes they're just there for reference to go back at a different time to get better things. And then there's the ones I finished that are the kind of the memories that, one, they're very special to myself, and then the others that are ones I want to share. Now, I always, when I go out shooting, especially I'm doing landscape work, when I go click with the camera, I will also go click in my head and finish that photograph in post. I do that for a couple of reasons. One, because it helps me arrange the elements in the viewfinder. And then two, it permits me a quick response to the images when I get back to the digital darkroom to get them finished. But I just kept saying, you got to ask yourself and ask of your photography in this process. I think this is the most important part. Are you having fun? Are you enjoying what you're doing? Is there a passion to that click that pushes you forward? I think that's probably the most important question you got to ask and ask yourself, because all these questions, right, are self-determinating. So you have to first come up with that question, and then you've got to come up with the answer. So it's all about you and your photography, right? That's such an important part of this process. You can ask me, you could ask a friend, and then we can give you an answer, but then it still has to come down to you, because you're the one with your eye to the viewfinder. You're the one who's experiencing that moment that you want to bring back and share. So in this process, you got to ask some questions that could be really hard. I mean, really hard. And don't beat yourself up if the answer is not going click. Some photographers, when they ask these questions, I saw it again, and I've seen it many times. They're there, and they ask the question, but they don't go click. And then they beat themselves up because they've done all the work to get there, but then they don't go click, and that's okay. That's really, really quite an excellent thing. Don't put the pressure on when you ask that question, thinking you always have to take a photograph. Photography is this amazing process that we're so fortunate to partake in, that we can cruise whatever part of the world you want, from your backyard to the other side of the globe, with this magical device that will capture that moment. The one thing that it can't capture, though, is the essence of you, the photographer, the story you want to tell and the audience you want to tell it to. So give yourself a little bit of a break. Give yourself a little bit of an edge. And every time you put that camera to your eye, just remember, you got to ask. Well, By the time the next podcast rolls around, the fall equinox should be, it will have happened, which means we're heading down towards the fall season officially. A little bit of snow is already falling on the top of the hills. That means winter's around the corner. A little cool and comfort. You folks have a marvelous week. And remember to make every click your story.